According to Park City Councilmember Andy Bierman, the city has been kicking around the idea of bringing in broadband. It's something that's part of keeping current and moving ahead, especially when international events like the Sundance Film Festival necessitate having the connection speed that broadband provides.
I think anybody that wants to be competitive in the 21st century realizes that they have to bring their communities up to fiber, to high-speed broadband. And so cities small and large are looking at it. I think some of the stuff around the Wasatch Front, the municipalities might have jumped the gun while the technology was still really expensive, and they might not have anticipated all the infrastructure needs.
Bierman refers to the notion that some communities have broken the bank in bringing in broadband. However, something learned on the recent city tour to the Sun Valley, Idaho area is that that small community has plans to bring it in, and it has to do with infrastructure that's already in place.
They had an old water system, and they've now switched over to the new water system. And as they complete that transition, they are going to run their fiber through that piping that's already in place, which would save them a tremendous amount of money.
He says Park City already has some infrastructure in place that could be used when they make the bigger move to bring it in community-wide.
I think Park City has a nice head start, though, because we put in a good fiber backbone for the Olympics. And so we are looking at ways we can expand upon that, putting in that conduit that you need, because it needs to go to every building, every house, down every street, and that's an extensive system.
The council will get an update next month, Bierman says, on the feasibility of bringing in broadband capacity.
I think the major areas are commercial districts. We're pretty close to being ready to having the system in place, but we are getting an update, I'm told, next month, and staff's pretty excited about some of the things they've learned, so we'll learn more soon.
He says going forward, projects that involve the ground getting torn up will also include installing conduit needed for running fiber for broadband connections.
For the last couple of years, we've been putting in conduit, preparing for it. I don't know if we've done it on 100% of our projects, but certainly all of our big ones, we've tried to future-proof a little bit by putting that conduit in. I can't speak to Empire. It is going in on Deer Valley.
That's Park City Council Member Andy Bierman. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.